Thank you, Merrick. The local food report's up now with Allie Burlow. And this week, Allie gets to know her farmer who's running his community sharing program his own way, from the ground to the market.
In a typical CSA, or community-supported agriculture program, a member gives a lump sum of money up front to a farmer, and then in return gets a pre-packed bag or box of selected food, usually once a week. It's a decent system that supports local farms and has changed how a lot of people buy their food, though sometimes you come across a CSA farmer like Rusty Gordon, who's been growing on Martha's Vineyard for almost 30 years. Rusty has seen it all, including what works and doesn't work, and he's come up with some different strategies that are very much his own.
You know, I worked for Whippoorwill Farm for over 20 years. And I ran the operation and the CSA and stuff, but it was a kind of a rigid system, and there wasn't room for error, and you couldn't take extra because you'd be taking somebody else's stuff. You had to come here one day a week, and you know, and sometimes you couldn't show up or you'd forget or something. And so it was a tough system for sure. You know, it was good because people really wanted to support agriculture and be part of a system like a CSA. But even when I was doing it back then, I knew that it just wasn't the best system. I didn't think it was the best system just because too much waste, there's too much people not happy with what they were getting.
Rusty's point about waste struck a chord with me. It's the main reason why I dropped out of CSAs in the past. There was either too much food for my household, or it wasn't what I really wanted, and I didn't plan well enough. When Rusty started Ghost Island Farm in West Tisbury 6 years ago with his partner, Sarah Crittenden, they reconfigured that typical CSA model.
I think our format, the way we do things, it's great. It's a little bit unique in the way that a member can choose exactly what they want, so they're not bound to take anything. And I think the key to this whole thing is the zero waste that we have. We don't have any waste. And when a member wants something, you know, it's because they want it. It's not because they have to take it or they feel obligated or, you know, they might try it, they might not. I think people take what they want, and so, you know, they'll come back soon because we're not flooding them with a bag of stuff.
In full disclosure, I've been a member of Ghost Island CSA for a few years now. And one of the things that I like is that Rusty doesn't use any chemicals, and he sprays only with water.
Yeah, I would never use GMO or treated seeds, for sure.
Every season, Rusty has his favorite vegetables that no one else that he knows of is growing on the island.
The spigiarella, the broccoli leaf that we grow, like the Italian broccoli leaf, has always been really popular. And we grow a lot of that in the fall, and that's coming along, and that's one of the hot items, for sure.
How do you cook it?
You'd cook it like you'd cook any leafy green. Or any broccoli or any, you know, it's basically it's a, unlike broccoli rabe, which is in the turnip family, this is a true broccoli leaf. And so it's a little heartier, very thick, very green. So you stir fry it, you could have it anyway, like any of the greens.
There were other reasons besides food waste that made me reluctant to join another CSA, especially Ghost Island Farm. I think it was his hearse. Yeah, Rusty drives a hearse. In fact, he's got two of them.
Yeah, no, it was definitely a big problem. I got my first hearse over 10 years ago. And at first, yeah, I wasn't using it, you know, on the farm and carrying food for people to see because I knew that a lot of people would have a problem with that. But the truth is my pickup trucks kept breaking down, and this old hearse outlasted maybe, I don't know, 10 or a dozen pickup trucks over a few years. And so I'd always find myself back using it because I had to.
From a practical point of view, a used hearse makes sense. They're well-maintained and not driven hard. They generally have low mileage if you get them directly from a funeral home, because those guys got to keep their profile new and shiny. And Rusty told me about other perks, too. Traffic stops for him, police let him by, and he gets waved right onto the ferry.
And it's such a big car, a big, clean car, you know, and has all the room in the world. You know, they have air conditioning. I mean, it's everything. But, yeah, for sure, people definitely had a hard time with it. And, like I say, an older couple, and they'd come over to me, and I would see, like, the wife pulling the guy. Like, no, don't buy from the hearse guy. We don't want the, you know. It was tough at first. And, you know, then as years passed, people started really accepting it, and I had kind of a following. Then I ended up getting a new hearse, and they're like a really beautiful, light blue, classy, you know, new Cadillac, and everyone loves it. You know, everyone that walks by has something to say about it, ask me questions, more so than the food now, even, you know.
Rusty says he forgets he's even driving around in a hearse because he's had them for so long.
You know, now we don't even have a pickup truck. It's just the two hearses, and we, you know, the older one carries all the dirt, gets all the manure, goes to the dump, all the stuff, and then the Cadillac kind of does the deliveries in the farmer's market and goes off island. And so it's a two-hearse farm. Who needs horses when you have hearses, right?
For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Allie Burlow.
We know you want to see pictures of those Ghost Island Farm hearses and get some ideas about how to cook Spigarello. Visit our website at capeandislands.org. This local food report was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, for Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole.